your season
went. Not good. I don't know what grade I would give myself right now, but you know, it wouldn't be a favorable one.
Why is that?
Just, you know, I missed a lot of plays that, you know, routine plays for me. A lot of tackles, routine tackles for me. Didn't really have enough impact plays. Didn't, you know, do what I wanted to do in every turn game. You know, the list goes on, man. But, you know, it's a trial and error. You know, I think I pretty much got, you know, what works for me, and, you know, we'll try to exploit that next year.
Big, now that you've experienced it, I mean, just how big was that jump from Michigan to here?
I'll say I've had a bigger jump from the beginning of the season, like the first game to the last game, just by, you know, the experience I gained, you know, my maturation process, and, you know, really understanding what, you know, Coach Williams is trying to do with his, you know, defensive schemes, and, you know, trying to make a team see one thing while really running another thing, and, you know, things like that. So just, you know, my overall knowledge of the game has grown, and, you know, and at this level, you know, you have to do something that, you know, sets you apart, because you're not the most athletic or, you know, the strongest anymore. So, you know, you got to go, you know, above and beyond the call of duty to, you know, produce. Man, you know, that's one of the main things I got, you know, out of this year.
How do you process the record, and what will you do mentally to kind of rejuvenate?
I mean, it is what it is. You know, I'm not going to beat myself, you know, up about it. It is what it is, man. 0-16, that's what it is. That's what it is. Ain't no excuses could be made. We didn't make enough plays. You know, we didn't take the ball away enough. That's all I got to say on it.
Like 2 weeks in Maui or anything?
Nah, I'm good.
Did you think the transition from college to the NFL would be easier than it was?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say, you know, it was a hard transition. It's just, you know, I didn't make the plays I was supposed to make. And, you know, that sparked a lot of, you know, discussion about a lot of things, just because I wasn't making plays that I normally make. You know, the guys are just, you know, it's just the main difference from here in college. You know, you might have, you know, a game where you play, you know, a lesser opponent or, you know, things like that. But, you know, anybody can be beat on any given Sunday in this league. You know, it's the best in the world that will be due. You know, you gotta approach it and treat it as such.
How much last offseason, draft process, you didn't know where you were going, and now you're
going to
have, you know what you're coming back to.
Yeah. My body's going to be happy about that. You know, because, you know, most people understand, you know, you go from, you know, your college training camp to your college season, then, you know, bowl prep, then, you know, you're prepping for the combine, then prepping for the, you know, your pro day. Now, if you're lucky, your pro day's early, but, you know, if you're one of the later guys who, you know, have a later one, you know, closer to the draft, and, you know, you got to prepare all that time, then you get drafted. And then, you know, certain teams, depending on what team you go to, may give you a couple days to a week, you know, before they bring you in for rookie mini camp, then mini camp, OTAs, training camp, preseason, then the long 17-game season. So, you know, I'm definitely going to take, you know, full advantage of, you know, getting my body back in, you know, making my weaknesses my strengths, and, you know, coming back in the best shape I could.
What gives you the most hope that
0-16
would never happen again?
Just because it won't. You know, the guys here, you know, we're gonna win. We're gonna win faster than, you know, people think. You know, so I'm not really, you know, tripping over the record. Yeah, it sucks, but it is what it is. You know, we can't run from it. You know, we gotta own that. And, you know, that's just where we at with it. You know, we know the caliber of guys we have in this locker room. You know, and, you know, I said some things on Twitter, but, you know, it's just not gonna happen again. You know, just the kind of guys that we have here. You know, and that's just what it's gonna be. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, say too much, because from what I'm hearing, you know, it's everyone says something every year. So, you know, I'm just gonna leave it at that, and, you know, we're going to let our preparation and our work do the talking for us.
When we talked to Jason McCourty after the game, he said the talent on this roster is better than 0-16.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then why do you think that didn't result in wins, that the talent is better than the record?
You're not making plays, and you're not taking the ball away enough. That's the name of this game. You know, you got to be plus in the turnover margin, and you know you got to make plays when the plays come. You know, we didn't do a good job of that this year. You know, and that's really all that it comes down to: making plays and taking the ball away and protecting the ball. And you know, we didn't do a great job of that this year. And in this league, that's a recipe, you know, for losses. And you know, that's one of the main things we're gonna get corrected, and you know, really work on going forward.
A lot of you guys growing up in the game, you've all had success both personally as well as from a team standpoint. Obviously, this is, I would imagine, one of the most difficult things you've gone through. How do you bounce back from something like this?
I mean, you know, I'm no stranger to adversity. My life ain't been no Christmas there, you know what I mean? This is another thing that's going, you know, make us bounce back that much better. You know, just from knowing this feeling, you know, to never want to experience this again. That's going to be the driving, you know, the driving force in us, you know, bringing this thing back to where it needs to be. It's a first for a lot of us, but, you know, like I said before, we got to own that. And, you know, we got to make sure it don't happen again. But, you know, you got to continue, you know, being a man and, you know, coming into work every day, or right now it's the off season, but, you know, whatever you're going to do in your off season to make sure that, you know, you come back better than when you left. And that's the plan right now. And, you know, until we get everybody back in one piece, you know, come April, then, you know, that's what it's going to be.